I think from the day we, from the day sort of Bernard and Jono came in, it was all about work ethic, about being as fit as we can within the space of time that we get to train, and being relentless in the games. I think we've got enough ability within the team, but it was about the work ethic. So that's been the base of everything that we do. It's not like we run ridiculously or run, you know, every single week. We don't, but the intensity of the way we play football, the way we close down and the way we move off the ball, and it's run through us.
And you do know, don't you, everybody is judging you via the... we've got a little time machine because we've all watched the two programmes, the two TV programmes. So we've all watched how you were before Bernard and Jono came, and we watched lifestyle of some of the players, the way the club ran, and with no disrespect to the previous manager, who's a smashing lad.
He is.
For some reason, those two, they have something about them. I mean, to have two rather than one manager, again, I think it's got to be unique joint managers. They seem to lift the spirit, lift your spirits, lift your morale. How have they done that?
I think they have a blueprint, and you don't deviate from the blueprint. That's what we do. That's the base of everything we do.
Van Gaal of non-league, them two. Van and Gaal.
I think, though, but they give us a freedom once we're out on the pitch, the freedom to make your own decisions, to make, when you're going forward, to have the creative freedom, but having products at the end of it. So whether you're closing someone down, close them down with a purpose. Whether you're trying to score a goal, do it with a purpose. And everything we do, from day in, day out, for when we're together, is based on that.
And I know that they've got that, and I'm quite happy with that. I quite like managers that are very, not confrontational, but very proactive. It can be seen as aggressive, very forceful. Now, I like that, but you can get, with Bernard and Jono, you've got two guys like that. You can get another manager with what seems to be the same approach. One manager will alienate the players and demoralise the players. The other seems to incentivise them. What's different about being forceful and it's negative, being forceful and it's positive?
I think when you're being forceful and you're using your force to back your players, it's not used in a way where it's negative towards any of the players. It's, this is what we are, this is the standard we set, and everything has to, come off the back of that. It can be seen as aggressive, but I see it as passionate. I see it as wanting to win. I see it as that passion that they have drives, comes through the players, and at the end of the day, it's born out of a want to win.
When you got the draw, and you knew you had another league club on the way, albeit at home, where you've already taken Notts County to the cleaners. What's the mood like in the club?
We had to sort of try and focus on the league form a little bit. Once the draw was there, we had to try and get our heads back down and, play in the league, which has gone okay, but we could have done a little bit better. Now that's behind us, everyone's excited again, really excited. The closer we get to Friday, it's a case of making sure we keep our focus again.
Now, one of your owners has just gone to be head coach with his brother at Valencia.
Yeah.
But I just wondered, and I know that Bernard and Jono, it's their dressing room, no mugs, but have you got any advice that's been given by the two Nevilles or Scholesy or Nicky at all?
Does that get through? Of course it does. I mean, whether they're present or whether they're not, if we go away and they don't manage to make a game because it's far away, or they can't make it because of work commitments, we know the standards that are set. The standards are set from the beginning, the day I walked in the door, and they've never been any different. So whether they're present or whether they're not, there's no, they're at the end of a phone, and they'll always make sure that you're upholding your standards.